Good evening. I am Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. Alaska has signed a deal with China to advance a natural gas pipeline from the North Slope. Rasha McChesney reports from the Alaska Energy Desk.
Alaska will stay in the lead and continue writing checks on its Gasline megaproject. But Governor Bill Walker and the State Gasline Corporation head Keith Meyer say they are encouraged by a deal they inked in Beijing on Wednesday. As President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping looked on, Alaska's trade delegation signed an agreement with a China-owned oil company giant Sinopec, one of the country's banks, and a sovereign wealth fund. Meyer says Alaska has been trying to woo companies in China for months.
So we've been through the courtship. We're now engaged.
Details of the agreement are sparse. But the deal links Alaska's gas pipeline project to three China-owned entities as potential buyers, lenders, and investors in the project. Anchorage Democratic Representative Garen Tarr says the deal is a positive step, but she's not sure it's enough to convince the legislature to funnel more money into the Gasline Corporation.
At this point, the feeling in the legislature is that the remaining $70 to $80 million is what AGDC has to work with right now to get to a decision point.
Tarr says Alaska's corporation will update the legislature in May of 2018 with a go or no-go decision by next December. A substantive deal on the state-run Gasline project could be a game-changer for Alaska's struggling oil-based economy. The pipeline would cost between $45 and $65 billion to build, and its construction would temporarily add thousands of jobs to the state's economy. The more than 800-mile-long pipeline would connect two oceans and pipe LNG from Prudhoe Bay to the Kenai Peninsula before loading it onto tankers and shipping it to Asia. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.
Groundwater contamination has been found at Fairbanks International Airport. The airport announced Wednesday that per- and polyfluoroalkyl, or PFAS, compounds, historically contained in firefighting foams, have been detected in groundwater around aircraft rescue and training areas. Airport spokeswoman Angie Spear says the concentrations detected are higher than Federal Environmental Protection Agency's health advisory levels, and there is some concern about it spreading to private property.
FAI is working with an environmental consulting firm and the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation to identify and sample private water wells west of the airport beginning Monday morning, November 13th.
Spear says the first phase of the project is to assess exposure risks and to provide alternative drinking water sources to affected properties.
Future phases may include source area delineation and additional sampling and groundwater monitoring.
An airport news release says the water-based firefighting foams contain per- and polyfluoroalkyls, or PFAS, compounds, and they've been used at Fairbanks International during training exercises and emergency response events for many years. PFAS compounds have also been found in groundwater on and outside Alston Air Force Base in the Moose Creek area, as well as in a South Fairbanks neighborhood near a firefighting training center. PFAS compounds were commonly used in fire suppression foams as well as in oil, grease, and stain repellent coatings on a broad range of products. EPA began regulation and manufacture and use of PFAS compounds in 2000, but the substance persists in water worldwide, and most people test positive for them. Research to understand health impacts is ongoing, but some studies have linked the compounds to a range of problems, including increased cancers. Senator Lisa Murkowski has released legislation to open part of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. Alaska Public Media reports that if approved by the Senate Energy Committee that Murkowski chairs, the refuge provision released Wednesday would become part of the Senate Budget Reconciliation Bill along with Republican tax cuts. Murkowski's part of the bill would lift the ban on drilling in the so-called 1002 area along the coastal plain. It would split revenues 50-50 between the state and the federal government. The Alaska Statehood Compact calls for a 90-10 split favoring the state, but Governor Bill Walker said last week he's fine with an even split if it leads to the long-sought development in the refuge. Murkowski says the Congressional Budget Office has concluded the legislation would raise more than $1 billion over 10 years, which was a requirement under the budget plan that Congress passed. She plans to debate the measure in her committee next Wednesday. Most of the panel's Democrats ardently oppose drilling in the refuge. Only one Democrat on the committee, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, is on the record as being in favor of ANWR drilling. Still, there's little doubt Murkowski has the votes to advance the measure to the Senate floor. And finally tonight, First Lady Melania Trump is stopping in Alaska Friday to visit with members of the military at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. Alaska Public Media reports that a J-Bear spokesperson says the First Lady is visiting the Month of the Military Family celebration held on base. The event is put on by an Air Force support unit and will include games, story time, as well as demonstrations by local teen groups. The First Lady is returning from a diplomatic trip to Asia with the President. She's expected to be on the ground in Anchorage for several hours. Alaska is a frequent refueling stop for U.S. officials traveling between Washington, D.C. and Asia. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I am Gary Black.